news. It's the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. It's the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. With the Sponge and the Weasel leading the way, coming to you every Saturday. We got Father John Sweaty with his sweet, sweet tracks, and we got the Keepo with his animal facts. Penny, Buster, and Specky Steve, yeah, they're pretty shit folks, and they make you wanna leave. But lest I forget to mention, the man with the wicked intention. It's a topical, prodigal, so iconical, it's gonna be hysterical. I'm talking about the Chronicle, coming in your earways, all over your chin. Now everybody pregnant, and it's time to begin.
Never gets old.
Never gets old, my friends. Welcome to another week of the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles.
Been a long week,
hasn't it?
The studio is full, still full of deep fryer oil.
Ah, beautiful mist.
Hot gas.
Mist just coming off our bodies.
And Father's woken up early again this week.
I've turned a leaf, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a new man.
Dear. Well, it's interesting. We just got a message from the Chronicle saying he is sort of ready too, so that's good. But listen, just before we get him on the line, I just want to jump into what this episode's going to be about. A few weeks ago, I watched a TV show on the ABC called Fisk. Have you guys heard of it?
No, I haven't. Not until you told me about it. And I've heard about it a few times since.
Yeah, so
you just lost the father, but that's all right.
It's basically, yeah, that's okay.
No, I'm still in.
No, I think that could be the Chronicle jumping on. Chronicle.
It might be the Chronicle.
Are you there?
Joined us. Well. I apologize in advance.
To absolutely nobody.
Well, you just sit there, Cron, okay, for a moment, and we'll get to you in a second, my friend.
Let the big boys talk.
But, yep.
Off to the naughty corner for you.
No standing up while you pee today for you, my friend. But hey, listen. So I was watching this show. It's on iView. It's really funny, actually. It's got Kitty Flanagan in it. She's basically written this show. Marty Seagull's in it. But there's this one scene where Marty Seagull's standing in the kitchen at work and he's making himself a coffee and he gets the milk out of the fridge and he puts the milk into his tea or coffee and it empties the bottle of milk. And then he puts it back on, the lid back on, and he puts it back into the fridge and shuts the fridge. And I just thought, that is a classic share house moment. When you're living with people and you go and you get the milk out of the fridge and it's empty, or even at work, you know, you get it and it's empty and you just, you know, throw some profanities out there. And I thought it'd be really funny to do an episode about
milk
living
in the fridge.
Yeah, milk in the fridge.
Milk etiquette.
Yeah, milk etiquette. But, you know, it's something about, you know, share houses and living in those situations, because you lived in a share house for a very long time with a couple
with
of roommates.
With my roommates, yeah.
Yeah, with your roommates. We'll get into them.
Yeah, from 0 to 38.
And I know.
No, wait, was it 48? Geez, I can't remember now.
And I know you two guys have lived in share houses a lot over the years, so we'll pull up some good stories here today, I think.
Well, hopefully not like the Vegas story or the car door story.
No, that's right. But anyway.
Slow clap.
That's the it's going to be a good one. The share house special here at the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. And strap yourselves in, guys. And it's going to be
the Sloppy Chronicles.
The Sloppy Chronicles. Here we go. All right, gents. Well, here we are. Another week of the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles with the Chronicle and Father John Sweaty. Guys, I want to ask you, throughout the week, a new review popped up on Apple Podcasts, and the title of it said, "Bring Back the Poo." That was the title, and it said, "I want more stories about poos."
Oh, I thought it was about Mark Philippoussis.
Mark Philippoussis.
Bring him back. I don't think anyone misses that bloke.
Oh, dear. Yeah, I'd take him over Tomic, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Guys, I've got to ask, is anyone playing Silly Buggers here, or is that just...
bring back the
is that
poo.
Is that someone new?
I thought you would have got it. I thought you would have got it by now. Look at the handle of the bloke who
is it wrote father?
It. What does it say? No, what does it say?
Okay.
I'm not sure. I can't read, so I don't know.
Hang on. Let me have a look here.
FJS@hotmail.com.
It's the handle is I'm mad amp man.
I'm a damp man.
I'm a very sweaty
damp man.
Oh, there you go. There he is.
Ants are optional.
Ah, there you go. I've got to say,
Bring back the poo.
I love it. Was that a test? Were you thinking, oh, will they notice this?
Multiple devices, yeah. People.
I was just trying to be funny. Yeah.
I love it.
Seemed like it worked.
I love it. It was hilarious. Very good.
Straight out of bed.
Yeah. Hey, Chronicle, you haven't twisted up a poem this week?
No, but I've twisted up a couple of darts.
Read it out.
Yeah. I'd like you to write a poem on just papers.
Well, just you twisted a poem, just smoke it on air and done.
Yeah, that's right. Just write your poem on those little tally-os and then smoke them all on air. After you say it.
So since last week, Chronicle, have you been in the pub non-stop?
Yeah. Like literally, I get home from work at 4 and all the pubs shut at 10:30. So I'll get home from work at 4 and stay at the pub till 10:30. And literally I'm going to have to start busking, get some money to come home. Bloody Robin bastards.
maybe time to start the old home bar back up again.
Both are a crime scene.
Is 10:30 a COVID thing, or is that what time are they got a lockout over there?
Yeah, so I think it's basically UK wide, so all the pubs shut at 10:30.
Yeah, and is that,
to be honest, it's not a bad thing.
Is that due to COVID, or is that just their laws? So even after COVID, it'll be 10:30.
Nah, COVID, but they might bring it back where you can. But I think they'll up it. But you might be able to go till 12. But tell you what, imagine the cron at 12, just sloppy on the dance floor. It'd they'd be like, mate, I will pay for your ticket to go back to Australia.
Well, the owner won't do that. They want your money.
No, they do. They do.
All right, gents. Well, we'll jump straight into the getting to know you question. So like we said in the intro, this week's going to be a bit of a share house special. We're going to look back on the days when we used to live with other people and how that used to go. So question one, what roommate habit is the worst that you have seen? Weasel, let's kick it off with you because your roommates back in the day were interesting roommates.
Yeah. My roommates, yeah. they gave birth to me. Speaking of that roommate.
When did you move out of home?
Oh, mate, 47. No, I don't know, 30 something. No, actually, no, it might have been 28, 27, 20, I don't know. Anyway, so that roommate, my mother in particular, her worst habit would be the old leaf blower on a Saturday and Sunday morning at like 7 or 8 a.m. after I've had a belter. And then,
did you do it on purpose?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Of course you did.
Yeah. Oh. Right out front in your window. I was like, far out. Or vacuuming. Or vacuuming as well.
Vacuuming, yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible. Terrible.
Love it. What about you, Cron? You're living by yourself, so I can only imagine how much roommates loved you.
You're probably your worst roommate.
I don't think I was that bad, but I'm quite a clean person, and
like the lungs.
Honestly, they are literally black, but. I'm not a full bad housemate, actually. Like, I want to make sure that everyone's got food, and obviously, always a carton of beer there. Very clean person, but if I look back and living with Father John, he was like our basically stepfather. He would cook. He would clean. Yeah. He would pay for rent. He would do everything.
Pay for rent.
Flog you. Yeah. Pay for rent.
Basically, do everything. Yeah. He'd buy smokes. He'd buy grog, and he'd be like, "Don't worry about it. It's all good. You know, what goes around comes around."
Has it come around yet?
Came around.
Never came around. Never come back around to old Father John. So he, living with Father John. I mean. He lit the green curry, BBs, smokes,
green curry.
And rent was paid for. Perfect.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
I lived at a house called the House of Rum for a while. And
the abortion.
What went on there, mate?
Mate, there were a fair few bad habits in that house. I'm not going to lie. One was, I don't know who it was, but Keeper. The Keeper used to live there. I don't know who it was. Keeper had a... He had a big ute. He had a big Hilux. And for some reason...
Truckosaurus Rex.
Yeah, Truckosaurus Rex. For that had a Transformers sticker on it. For some reason, there would always be couches turning up to our house.
Fortress Rum.
Oh, God. So
like three... At one stage, there's three couches stacked on top of each other.
So, like, there were, like, Couchy six McCouch. Couches in this tiny little living room. So, and they were just stacked on top of each other. And I was like, where did these couches come from? Amazing. And they'd be like, they're on roadside, like, curbside collect, you know. And I'm like, well, you know they're going to the dump. And they're like, oh, but how good are they? You know, now we've got a fortress here, Fortress Rum. Oh, geez, there were some bloody moments in that house. I'm not going to lie, but I would have been a pretty annoying roommate. I can remember once I said to Wombat, one of our roommates, yeah. I can remember.
He almost chucked you through the wall.
He did.
He just sprayed deodorant in his face or something when he's trying to sleep.
Yeah, that's right.
You would be punishing Libby.
Oh, menace, complete menace.
The menace. And I'm surprised he still talks to you.
Oh, yeah, me too. It's like he's my brother. But I can remember once too. I needed a haircut, but I was too cheap to go and get one from like a person.
Reputable.
Yeah, a barber. So I said to Wombat, I said, do you reckon you could cut my hair? And he's like, oh, yeah, I reckon I could do it.
Can't be too hard.
I've got to duck out for a minute, boys. My uncle just showed up.
Okay, all right. See you, Father. And anyway, so he gets the clippers and he does the sides of my head, right? And then he goes, that'll do, won't it? I'm like, no, that won't do at all. And so then I had to go and cut my own hair, the top of it.
Well, you didn't want to do the top.
No, well, he didn't want to do the top. He didn't want to do scissors. I think he lost interest. So I did the top of it myself, and I did it in the bathroom, and there was hair everywhere. And I shared that bathroom with the keeper, and, he wasn't impressed. There was hair everywhere for the rest of time. All right, question two. What was something you did that everyone else hated? So what was something that you did that everyone else in the house despised? I want to hear from the Cron on this one.
Geez, to be honest, it'd be quite a lot. But I reckon for Father, he used to hate when I'd go out and we get paid every fortnight. And I'd go out every time we get paid, Father and I go straight to the pub on a Wednesday night and hook in, and I would gamble my whole paycheck. And Father Father would sit there and go, he'd get real cross at me. Like, he'd get real cranky. He'd be like,
because he'd have to pay for the rest of the week.
He'd literally have to pay for my rent and everything else. And then I'm like, oh, mate, you know I'm good for it. But he'd be, Father would be so cranky at me.
It was so much about the money. It would just be like, I'm excited to be at the pub, and Cron just hides in the pokey room for 4 hours.
Yeah, like, those times. Yeah.
Where's the gold? But the feature was coming.
Queen of the Nile.
Queen of the Nile.
Yeah, it was Queen of the Nile, actually. The father would walk in sometimes, and he'd be like, mate, you're doing it again. And I'd be like real upset because I've just, you know, lost $2,000 or whatever. Yeah, very antisocial. And Father was all about being social. So, I mean, I look back and go, geez, at least rent was paid for that week.
By the father.
No. I gotta say, for me, it was just whenever I drank, I think. It's just a horrible human. I can say, so like, Weasel alluded to it before, but I can remember once I got back to the House of Rum and the printer was asleep in his bed.
And, fast asleep.
Oh, fast asleep, like very asleep. And I went into his room and I sprayed deodorant in his face.
And the printer bench pressed him through the roof. Never went to the gym, but bloody strong. Oh, just chucked him.
Oh, he
just
did.
Chucked him. And the old sponge had the deer and the headlights eyes on him. it was fantastic.
Yeah, it was. It was good fun. And then I can remember once we had a big night and we were back and Wombat passed out outside, sitting in a chair with his mouth fully open,
legs crossed.
Yeah, and I kept putting chips in his mouth. Why? Barbecue, salt and vinegar, yeah. bit of everything, mate.
Chuck a blankie on him,
chili.
Bloody funny.
Few cigarette butts, bottle cap.
Dear. Yeah, no. Just so whenever I drank, what about you, Waze?
Oh, mine's probably my rocking up home drunk when people are trying to sleep.
Yeah, and tell me, how many times did you forget the keys?
Yeah, struggling to open the door lock, forgetting the keys. But I had the keys in my pocket, but forgot how to use them or that they exist.
I can remember
swearing.
I can remember one State of Origin day this is one State of Origin day, and I dropped Wheeze off at his place. I'm like, all right, back in those days, I was coaching tennis, and I was like, I've got to go do a couple lessons, and then I'll come back and we'll start having drinks. He's like, yeah, no worries. And we'd just been to the bottle shop, and he gets out of the car. And I go off to my lessons and I come back and Weasel's sitting in a wheelbarrow and the alcohol he's bought is empty. He's like, oh, I didn't have keys. I locked myself out.
Wheelbarrows are surprisingly comfortable. And like the arm, what do you call it, where you hold it? Yeah. You can put your feet along them.
It's like a squatter's chair.
Yeah. They're bloody comfy, yeah. Eh?
Oh, dear. Yeah. Father John, what about you?
I think in my recent years, I've been pretty good with the old roommate. But when I was in uni, I was broke and just not very empathetic. And, you know, when people are at uni, they have their mums or whoever took care of them made them frozen meals and stuff.
Mm.
It'd be in the fridge and I'd come home pissed. And I'd be like, they're not going to notice one gone. And then I'd just keep, and I'd keep doing
package.
I'd get a bit hungry and I was a big boy. And
who's a big boy?
And it just keep happening until the freezer was empty, and they're like, "Father, is this you?" And most of the time, I denied it because I flat out forgot I did it.
Denied for your diet.
Oh, shit! Mate. Oh,
good meals, but some good meals.
Oh,
roast in there.
Man, God bless this woman, made her son so much good lasagna. Jeez, it was awesome.
Hey, by son, she made you.
Yeah. Hey, Cron, remember Pud, who we used to play cricket with?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the Cowboys.
Yeah, he did. But I'll never forget the stories about him when he'd get home and he'd just eat pie sandwiches.
Two bits, apparently get through a loaf of bread and like four pies.
Did he put sauce on it as well, I guess?
I don't know.
That is weird.
Apparently,
his name's fitting. Pud.
Apparently, it's very good, the pie sandwich.
Does he toast the bread?
The best first slipper I've ever seen.
Oh, to be honest, we're not going to argue with him because he was a big... his forearms were bigger than me.
Huge. You've never seen anything like it. All right.
Terrible cricketer, though.
Question three. Did you do much cooking? So, Weasel, did you ever cook with the roommates?
Yeah, I cook.
Yeah. Here and there. You had massively. A restaurant, I guess. Yeah.
Garfunks,
yeah. Garflands. Yeah.
Yeah, I cook a little bit. Not a lot, but a bit, yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Signature dish?
Meat pie sandwich.
Meat pie, yeah. Probably steak. Steak and the barbie.
Okay. Yeah.
Mushroom sauce.
All right. Father John, you were a cook, weren't you?
Oh, man, I don't mean to squeeze my own hemorrhoids, but yeah, pretty good, eh?
I'll jump in there. I'll jump in there, Father. So, boys, literally, obviously, Cron. Yeah, so basically, Cron be broke, obviously, spend a bit too much on the slappers, and you get home, and obviously, Father could tell you were down the dumps, and he would literally, that, oh, probably the next night, he would cook up like his green Thai curry or a spaghetti bowl, just a real homely meal. And you'd sit there and it, basically he'd look at you and say, it's going to be all right. You still owe me 500.
Yeah. It'll be all right. I'll feed you for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
For Father, 13 days.
Like, Father could be one of the best cooks I've ever. Okay. Father's like a homely cook in terms of he'll cook up a wholesome meal where you could sit there and you'd eat it and he'd still be looking at you. He'd be still looking at you going, oh, yeah, next payday.
Jeez. Well, I've got to say, there was no cooking done at the House of Rum because the stove didn't really work.
Apart from yourselves.
The oven was pretty crook. And,
a lot of couches, though.
The only thing that was in the cupboard in the pantry was Worcestershire sauce. For some reason, I bought 10 bottles of Worcestershire sauce once.
Not the sauce.
It was just down the bottom of the cupboard.
Oh
dear, it was
shots.
It was good, but I can cook, but I didn't cook there. But it was good fun. Last question, question four.
I was just gonna say my lowest point in my life is I literally obviously spent
now
a million. Oh yeah, now, but like a million on the pokies, and I had $2. I had $2.20, and I was like, you're
getting
paid till tomorrow. You haven't eaten. Put it on a horse, or should I try eat? I went to the servo. I bought a pack of pasta. It cost $2, and I had taco sauce in the already. Okay, I think it expired taco sauce. So I cooked up pasta and expired the taco sauce you get from the kit. Put it in there, and I ate it and went. Lowest of lows, big fella. Lowest of lows.
Was that last night?
Yeah, I'm having it right now, actually.
Yeah. Delicious. Yeah. Missing the father. Dear. Question four. Were you
on time with Rent? Were you someone that was on time with Rent? Or
sounds
not?
Like Chronicle, wasn't
I'd have to worry about it. Father would just call that.
Father John, is this what it was? You were paying everyone's rent?
Yep, but it was late a lot of the time. Like, right. Talking 3 weeks late.
Father, I was pretty good there, wasn't I? Like, I always pay rent, but then...
No, you were all right. There was a couple of... there are a couple of little leeches in the house, though.
Yeah, but it was... I'd always set aside rent money. I wouldn't set aside food. I'd be like, mate, you get paid 2,000, whatever it is. You've got 400 for rent and you've got 1,600 for Queen of the Nile.
Jeez, were you renting a mansion in Inverell?
It was massive. Yeah. We had a 4-bedroom house at the front and then a 2-bedroom granny flat out the back.
Oh, jeez.
I got the granny flat. Ping pong room, which was fight night room as well.
Fight night room.
Oh, geez. What about you, Waze? Did you have to pay rent?
The roommates, yeah, they sting me for rent. Yeah.
What was rent?
I can't remember now, maybe 100 a week or something.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and then it incrementally went up.
Yep.
No freeloading, but yeah.
Or did they just charge you for every time they had to let you in the front door?
It was $100 a day.
Get these keys cut again.
The old weasel somehow can't use a lock. Once I get a certain amount of drunk, I fail to know how to use keys.
Oh dear. Well,
and then there's some swearing because the door's beating me.
Let me in.
I've always paid on time pretty well.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah. You would be. I'm going to say the keeper was not good at paying rent on time.
Or paying rent. He also had a severe alcohol problem.
He did. he was a little bit like you, but a lot worse, Chronicle.
Not on the Bricky's laptop.
No.
But did you have to cover him, Sponge? The old cover?
No, I've never covered anyone. talking to the original penny buster.
Father was the best at it. He was literally, as Gandhi once said, you know I'm good for it. Yeah. I'm good for it.
Yeah. Well, look, I used to, because we used to pay ourselves in the band once every sort of few months. And so when we did that, I'd just pay rent for like 4 months in advance to the bloke who did it. And so I always got it out of the way, but the old keeper, he used to go straight to the pub and get some bone specials, keeper specials. Father John, now what song are we playing this week? Last week we played Drugs Don't Work. This week, what about we play, is it Chateau? Chateau?
Chateau, yeah.
Yep. This one's got almost 9,000 views on your page here.
Guess what?
Most of mine.
Mm.
Yeah, that one might have been sponsored.
Right.
I could play a song live if you want, boys. That'd be.
Sorry, Cron, you're cutting out there. But anyway, this is Father John Sweaty with his cover or song of Chateau. Enjoy it.
Don't be scared of what you don't already know. Don't be scared of what you don't already know. 'Cause I don't mind if you wanna go anywhere, I'll take you there. We can go if you wanna go anywhere, I'll take you there. I'll take you there. I'll take you there.
Off you go. Well, it's another absolute classic from Father John Sweaty, who's just ducked off. Mm-hmm. He's got a footy game to go to, so we've let him go for the week. But we've got the keeper joining us on the line. How are you, keeper?
Ladies and gentlemen, good to be back.
Keeper.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a bit rear-fanged.
No, just COVID, mate.
Oh, no. Yeah. Trapped inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, mate. The old bastard's reared its head again, so we're all in lockdown.
Well, as soon as the Chronicle strain comes back, it's going to be problematic.
Well, the cure's coming back to Australia.
Well, but I feel like it's the cause of a lot of other things. So Queen of the Nile will never be the same.
Still 5 weeks. I might not make it yet.
Yeah, well, that's right. Hey, this week, keeper, we've got the share house special, and mate,
we've had some stories.
We've already had a couple of stories about the old establishment that we lived in called the House of Rum, and actually, one of the stories that I told was that time that I cut my hair. Can you remember that?
No, I was probably drunk. there was a lot of that going on at the House of Rum, hence the name. So.
Oh, there was.
Do you remember that time? No, I was drunk. Do you remember that time? No, I was drunk.
I was drunk. Yeah.
Do you remember Couchy McCouch?
That was good, poor fellas. See you later.
Yeah.
You don't remember Couchy McCouch?
Mate. Do you want me to name them all?
Because
I know them all.
Yes, do it.
Okay, so just a bit of backstory. So there are all these couches.
We've already set the scene. Yeah. So all
right,
I'll go fuck myself.
No, set the scene.
All right, so we, bunch of young fellas, get into this house, whatever, and we moved in and realised we had absolutely no furniture. So we all put out the call to get a couch. For the place, and I think about a week later, we end up with about 9 couches. So, and of course we named them all. We had Relaxor. We had Couchy McCouch, the Twins, Fortress Rum, and then I think there was a few that didn't make the cut. We just burnt them in the backyard.
I know. So this was the thing. Like, it was a tiny lounge room, and you walk in, and there's 9 couches there.
Double stacking.
Like, I tried to stay at the House of Rum as little as I could, but I can remember thinking, this couch thing's gotten out of control. And I came back a couple of days later, and there were like 4 missing. And I said, what happened to the couches? And old Keeper's looking there smiling, going, we burnt them.
Yeah. Well, it was winter and it was cold, so there wasn't enough room for all 18 of us to drink inside, so we had to go outside, and we just needed a bit of heat.
Because we
got given this this amazing couch set from one of our best mate's older brothers, who is just an absolute legend, and it was quite a good quality couch, but it was too. Triple seaters, and we just couldn't fit it in. So, we just stacked one on top of the other, and we end up making like a what we called Fortress Rum, which was my favourite because when you got home at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you just walked 10 or 12 kilometres from Service Paradise back to South,
got egged.
and you, a good egg, and you just didn't have that last 15 steps to get to your bedroom, you could just go into this little den that was underneath.
Like a cave.
That was in there, and it was a cave, and it was absolutely amazing. I spent many a night, morning, afternoon sleeping in that little cave.
Did everyone have their own couch? Like, I mean, obviously, you know, couches are sort of a big thing when you're in a share house, and everyone sort of has their own couch. You guys have your own couch?
We didn't really have like a set couch. I mean,
Relaxor was mine,
but that's only because my old girl bought that when she was breastfeeding me. So it was like as old as I was. So I feel like everyone just kind of gave that one to me. For no other reason that it was mine to begin with. But I mean, it was free for anyone to sit on, but I did like a bit of Relaxor action. It was good.
Mm. I had this old, remember that old black office chair that I had that ended up outside without wheels?
Yeah, it had no wheels.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like built out of, you know, the strongest iron you could ever imagine.
Forged.
Yep. Forged from the fires of Mount Doom.
Steel drum.
And it was old. This thing was old, and it didn't even make the cut inside. It was outside.
It was like the first prototype for a computer chair. They were like, let's get the heaviest shit possible, but we won't put wheels on it.
It really was, yeah. No,
that thing was ancient.
I used to sit on that outside a bit. But yeah, no, it was good fun. You would have loved the House of Rum Chronicle. I can remember one night...
No pokies, but
yeah, no slappers there, mate. But
no,
mate, it was only a matter of time, though. If we had stayed there longer, it would have gone into a full blown RSL.
Oh. Well, then we had an aquarium in the garage.
Yeah, we had 3,500 liters worth of water in the garage. That was good times though, because we'd all get in there with a shisha pipe, and we'd just sit there, and it was humid as, and we'd just get in there and smoke a bit of shisha, and it was that was another. It was just a little getaway from
communal, quite communal.
It was a communal getaway / hothouse.
Mm. I can remember one time. The shisha thing was the printers, right? And yes. I can remember once I left that outside and it rained, and he wasn't happy. He was about as happy as the rugby club after we destroyed their tent.
The dog died. Oh, that thing.
I've only just joined this call, but have we spoke about, obviously we spoke about the dish.
No, we haven't. Well, should we go down
next
that path?
Episode?
Maybe.
I feel like that's probably, that could be the House of Rum part two.
Maybe next week's episode could be one on drinking games.
I came in late with sponge and it was quite a legendary, like when he told me about the dish, I sat there literally in awe, just going,
that's, of the buckets reigning supreme.
One of the most so amazing games I've ever heard. One of the most amazing games I've ever heard of.
Yeah, it wasn't a game. It was more of a lifestyle.
It's like when people say, I've climbed Everest. You go, well, good for you, but have you done the dish?
Any of you guys win it?
I won it once.
Yeah, I won it once. Yeah. Oh.
Kamal was the last one to win it.
Yeah,
you got a lot of editing. I got naked most of the time.
You've got the most glorious picture from it.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I feel like I'm the winner when it comes.
the printer is passed out with his hand on his head in one of the 18 couches. Then behind him, the keeper is naked on the floor with his pants beside him.
Yeah, off.
Off, yeah.
I love the one where, because we've spoken about this.
I can't see you win, but...
Yeah, no, I did win 1 year. Yeah.
I can't see it.
Okay, well, I did. But anyway, we're going to talk about it next week. So
next week will be the
drinking game special. One of the things I will say, Keeper, about the House of Rum was I was at the Pennybuster's wedding. I don't actually know if I've told you this story. So I'm at the Pennybuster's wedding. We're over in Thailand, right? Of course it's in Thailand because that's where it's cheap. So we're sitting there at this dinner, this nice dinner, and he's there with one of his mates, and I'm talking to this mate.
Put the paper.
And he goes, oh, and I go, oh, where do you live? And he goes, oh, just out the back of Southport or wherever it was. And I go, oh, yeah, what part? And he goes, oh, just sort of out past, you know, this primary school. And I go, yeah, oh, bloody up, you know, is that sort Kosciuszko Street? And he goes, yeah, I live on Kosciuszko. I go, really? I go, oh, geez, what's that street lighting? He goes, oh, lovely street, great street. But he goes, for a few years, it was really bad. And I go, oh, why is that? And he goes, oh, mate, there was this house right across from us. And the blokes that live there were disgusting. They're absolutely revolting. Like, they'd be out there in the morning vomiting on the driveway. They'd be passed out on the lawn.
Cars parked everywhere.
There was always fires burning from their backyard.
In the middle of summer.
They were throwing darts at beer bottles.
Oh, make them explode.
Oh, so
remember that week?
Yeah,
we were crouched down behind a half burnt out couch. So we set up beer bottles on the fence. We were throwing darts at them to try and make them explode.
Oh, and they really popped.
To be honest, fellas, I have a son, and I just want him to live in a house like that at some point. Like, some of my fondest memories, I still tell these stories around the work lunch table at morning tea and lunch, and I nearly well up with tears because I have the fondest memories of that place. Every time we drank a bottle of rum, we'd, you know, stick it up with it. We ended up with like 52 bottles of rum in 4 months or something. It was just stupid.
In 3 hours.
Do you want him to go through that so that he has immunity to every disease?
Mate, I haven't caught COVID yet, so... I'm in the hot spot of COVID. And I haven't caught it yet. It's scared of me.
Well, but to be fair, I haven't had a normal bowel movement since I lived in the house of Rumble. So
I had a massive beehive that was in the wall.
By choice.
To crawl out of it and die on the carpet. And every time I'd come home drunk, I'd sit on about 8 bees. Oh, that was the best. Now I'm alert.
I got a rock through the window.
Yeah, you did.
Yep,
rock through from a happy ex.
Yeah, from a very happy young lady that I used to see.
That's another episode too.
I think it's a thank you note.
Oh dear.
Do you remember though that time we played the gig at the House of Rum?
Yeah. House of Rum Live.
Yeah.
And we had half the street end up rocking up, and it was a great coming together of a community.
Did you? I tell you what, the people at Pennybuster's wedding, they weren't there.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty
probably
sure
couldn't get through the grass.
There was truck. I remember waking up one morning after I'd driven home slightly intoxicated from service. I remember going to get into Truckosaurus Rex. Yeah, so I forgot to put the handbrake on, obviously, and it's just rolled down the hill and into the driveway and into their garage door.
And, parked itself.
And so, yeah, I did. It was a very intelligent Hilux. So what I ended up doing was getting back in the cab and just driving it back into our driveway, putting the handbrake on, and went back to bed.
Did it do any damage?
I don't think so.
Not my problem.
I mean,
it's incidental.
It was just a literal imprint of my tray in their garage door, but they wouldn't know.
No. You got out and went, oh, looks better.
Yeah.
I'll send them a bill.
Paid for itself.
Keep it to bear car to work.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, it's been it's been bloody great reminiscing, Keeper. And Chronicle, I hope you enjoyed that. Yeah. The old House of Rum glory days.
So jealous.
We should probably
do a part two because
if I've
given some time, I could go through the memory bank and pull out some crackers for you.
And we can give the old printer a call and the old wombat.
Yeah. Get the printer a call. Yeah. All right. We'll put that together. All right, gents. Well, thanks for joining us, Keeper. We got the Penny Buster coming up next, so we'll get him on the line. And but look, you stay safe down there. I know that you've got another lockdown happening.
Yeah. Another. It's only 7 days though, so it's not too bad. But you know, it's just it's one of these things. Like on a serious note, everyone, all seven of you that listen to this podcast, when you get the chance, please get vaccinated because it is. You know, it's not good.
It's a little bit
annoying. The sooner we get vaccinated, the better.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more.
Not that we can get vaccinated yet.
No.
When can we get vaccinated? We must be coming up.
Well, they've just dropped the age to, they just dropped the age down to 40 here in Victoria. So, we can't be too far off.
I'm too old for it now.
Oh, dear. All right, Penny Buster coming up here on the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. Thanks. Keep up. We'll talk to you later. All right. Well, it's time to check in with the craziest person of the podcast, the Penny Buster. Penny Buster, how are you going, my friend?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you guys going?
Good. How's your Saturday morning treating you?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you guys going?
I know you love being on the podcast on a Saturday morning. So you got much better planned for us this week?
A lot better things to do than speaking to you guys.
Anyway. Well, we've got the Chronicle here too.
What do you want?
The Crons missed you. He's over in Scotland. He said to me earlier, you know, the only good thing about going back to the pub has been obviously the beers. What I really want is to have the Penny Buster on the stool next to me and just, you know,
so you can buy your drinks.
Yeah.
No, right. you misinterpreted that. I want Penny Buster to be at the end of the stool that I'm throwing at him.
Feelings mutual there, Crun. Anyway. You probably wouldn't even make it down to the pub from the rooftop.
What do you got?
All right.
So this week is the Share House special, my friend, and we're wondering if you had any tips about saving a cent while you're living in a share house.
Oh yeah, probably got a few tips. Can I just say a big thank you though? Can I just put a big thank you out there?
This is a turnaround.
Always ready for a thank you.
Daniel Anderson. Daniel Anderson's been now the FFE's company web browser and app developer over the last 3 or 4 months. He's put a great job together to put the FFE podcast together. It's very innovative and informative, and also it's very funny as well. Very, very funny podcast. If there's any listeners out there, the two or three listeners out there, maybe just search the FFE podcast. That's a great. Thanks for letting me do that. To Daniel Anderson, FFE podcast. Okay.
No worries. Okay. Yeah. So back to share houses. Have you got any tips for us? How to save a cent?
Not many, no. Not many at all.
Okay,
right. You got one?
Zero, actually. Oh, yeah, I'd probably give you one. Maybe when you're splitting the bill with your tenants, you know, the people that you're living their house with, the share houses, as you say. You might want to work out the hourly rate for electricity. So let's just say you're not spending a lot of time there. You might want to work it out to be an hourly rate and maybe try and spend at least, 5 or 6 hours a day at your friend's house, so then when the bill comes in, you can sort of say to your mates that you're living with, well, I've been here for half the time, so I'm not paying any of this.
Make sure you're
proving that as well. So
a clock in and out system, like a work one. Punch a card.
I think so. I think that'd be quite good. That's probably one tip. I've probably got two more tips for you, if you'd like to hear them. Can I just do a really quick shout out?
Yeah, go for it.
Can I just do a big shout out to the Hamish and Andy podcast, the funny podcast? Those guys are so funny. Awesome. So the listeners out there, search Hamish and Andy. They're great. Andy, his mates call him. I'm not his mate, but his mates call him that. But it's a great podcast.
Didn't you go to school with Hamish?
Possibly. But anyway,
All right, what's your next tip?
Can I go to the next one?
Yep. No. Yep, go to your next tip.
No. Okay, here we go. The next one in the share house is when your mate is going to be out for a night or two, put his room up on Airbnb to make some money.
Now that is a good tip.
That's a great tip. Oh, I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's probably
not
one.
Bad.
Yeah.
So that's quite good. Eat their Can food. I just do a small mention?
Yeah, yeah, go on.
Be quick.
A small mention to all the funny podcasts out there. Oh, funny. You're doing a great job. You're doing a fantastic job with a funny podcast.
Just like the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles.
This one is not one of the funny ones. But
the troll.
Yeah, just thanks very much for the small little mention there.
Okay, all right.
And final tip.
Yep, final tip.
Drum roll.
Yep.
Where's the guy that plays the guitar? You know, the guy's not
the good, the talented one.
Yeah, he's
oh, that's
not here at the moment.
He's right here.
He's right here. Oh, here we go. Yeah, that sounds like it's coming from Scotland.
Was it
that
one? Was it the Penny Buster?
And probably the last one is if you go open up the pantry and you see something really, really good, like let's say a packet of Tim Tams, and then it hasn't been opened yet, don't open it and have one or two. Because your roommate's going to come back and say, oh, who opened this and who's had my one or two Tim Tams? If you're going to open it, eat the whole fucking thing and get rid of it.
Hide the evidence.
Because he will then
Tim Tams in the cupboard.
Because he'll then doubt himself for actually buying the Tim Tams and say, "Well, whatever happened to these Tim Tams? I mustn't have bought them in the first place."
Right. Okay.
Why are they putting the Tim Tams in the cupboard? Put them in the fridge.
No, they're better in the cupboard.
Tip, yeah. Cupboard. Tip is probably John's greatest input for this podcast ever.
I kind of like fridge.
Yeah. All right, well, time is money.
Yeah. All right.
Probably get out of here.
Penny Bus, it's bloody great to hear your voice.
Yeah. Yep. Going to listen to a funny podcast. Thanks, yeah.
I'm disappointed you're not playing a song for us this week. We've had rave reviews about your last one.
I can imagine. It was pretty good, wasn't it? It was special.
I think we lost one listener.
Death threats.
It's incredible how many groupies I've got now after that song.
Yeah. Did you make 325 in busking this week?
Where's he gone?
Pretty close, actually.
Pretty
close. But anyway, time's money. Better go. FFE out.
All right. See you.
See you, yeah,
Buster. Do not call me again.
Okay, all right.
Please don't call me again.
All right, Weez. Well, it's been a
hell of a ride.
Oh, hasn't it? Jeez. I tell you what, when you're listening to this, you will not understand the amount of editing that I've had to do in this one.
Yeah, the heavy lifting.
Holy moly.
There's a lot of editing here.
There is.
So it'll be up next week.
We're going to go from here. We're going to do the weigh-in.
Yes, the weigh-in.
The weigh-in.
Yes, which we were talking about last week.
Yeah, we were, but, time machine. Yep. So wish me luck. It's been a while since I've jumped on the old scale, so let's see
what do you reckon, just for the listeners? Will you be 100?
Yeah.
105?
Somewhere around that, I reckon.
Yeah. Oh, you're not that far off then.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
No, you won't be. I reckon you'll be 101.
No way.
Okay.
We'll see. But it'll be updated next time and we'll go from there. We'll see the progress. Right. All right, guys. Remember. Until next week, remember, what do we do?
Listen from multiple devices and tell your friends.
All right. Very
jump
good.
Jump on Apple Podcasts. Leave a review.
Yeah.
Positive.
Yeah.
Negative stuff. Email it in.
Yep.
Straight to the spam folder.
Ah, very good.
And we'll see that feedback in about 6 months' time.
Absolutely. All right. Well, have a great week, everyone. And until next time on the Weasel and Sponge Crangles, goodbye.
Goodbye.